Welcome back to the Preferential Treatment. My name's Jess.
And I'm Elise.
And we've been gone for a very long time.
Very, very long time.
Yeah, like, we've been planning on doing it for a while.
That's the problem with kind of putting it off, because originally it was for uni, but I finished like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but you finished before me. Yeah. So.
Well, I've started again, trimester three. It started
on Monday.
So it
doesn't really help you then?
No. Oh, it's online. I don't really have to do anything. Oh, don't tell my tutor that.
But I think she understands.
Yeah.
It's not like many people do much.
I actually don't even know who it is, so...
Well, you see, the only reason, like, I pulled my finger out and emailed you...
You know, I kept meaning to do it, but I was like, I'll do it later. It's going to be, like, 30 all next week. Which, by the way, yeah, it's, like, 31 today, so...
Yeah,
it took a lot of effort for me to get out of the house.
Sorry.
Yeah, I had to leave. I'm so covered in sunscreen right now.
But there's air conditioning in the car, and it's warm in, and it's not warm in here, it's quite cool.
It's quite cool in here, yes, but outside it's quite warm.
And we have cortical.
We do have cortical. Cordial. I think cortical is a...
Cortical, goddammit!
I think it sounds like some kind of,
term. I've been saying cortical for years. It does, it sounds like septic or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if it wasn't for the Ed, the lovely Ed from London, or Essex... I like Essex. Yeah. It's got sex in it.
You dirty mind.
But it does.
That's why I like Scunthorpe. Think about it. Spell it out in your head.
Oh, I've got to come to it.
It took you a while.
I always read it down for a second. I'm like, there you go. Do you know what my favourite word is?
What?
Carrot.
Carrot?
Yeah. Because it's orange.
Of course you'd like that.
And what are we drinking right now?
Cortical.
Orange cortical.
Yes, touche.
But it looks yellow.
It is. It's still nice. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about cortical.
Alright, what have you been up to lately?
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
I got jury duty, so I've been trying to get...
That was my pen lid?
That was your pen lid. I got jury duty notice, so I've been trying to figure out if I can do it, which I can't. It'd be fun, though.
I can't wait to do jury duty. I mean, that sounds really naive, but I get like... You get paid like $50 a day. That's more than I get paid.
It said in the thing you get paid $37 a day for the first 6 days, then $74 for any days after that.
Oh, geez, that's and awesome.
It said most go for 2 to 7 days, but some go for several weeks, and they ask you to come back.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, I'd be paid like every... Mind you, you'd have to go sit in like a courtroom.
Yeah, and you probably wouldn't get an interesting court case. You wouldn't get like a...
My mum got an awesome court case.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. You remember like... A couple of years ago, those guys were caught coming back from Thailand with their bottom of their shoes hollowed out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was on that course. And, oh, the shoes were filled with drugs. They weren't just hollowed out. Yeah. Because I don't think that's so much a crime.
It would be a strange law, wouldn't it?
It would be a strange law, which is one of our topics.
Yeah, hence my enthusiasm towards it. But I wouldn't do it. I'd be really excited to do that because it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I'm worried I'll get like on a case that'll be like such and such... Came up my ass and now we don't pay insurance. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, you'd probably get, you know, somebody stole fruit and, you know, that's something really inane and dull. But the period of time they were going to allocate me is my exam and SWAT back time, so I can't do it.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm deferring. Be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be like deferring the inevitable. Yeah. But you'll have some money after that.
I will.
So.
Not a lot, but enough.
We could go out or something.
I haven't gone out in so long. It's been, especially this week, it's been way too hot to go out.
Yeah, I agree, but, like, at the same time, once you start drinking, you don't really feel the cold.
The heat, you mean?
The heat, the other one, whatever one it is, you don't feel it.
Good point. I haven't drunk for a while, though, as I said earlier. I've been having green tea every morning, and I feel really good. Green tea is really nice.
She's a spiritual biatch.
I'm not spiritual. I just like green tea.
Green tea.
I'm not drinking wheatgrass because that actually is shit.
All right. So since we recorded last, we've both finished university.
Yep.
I've enrolled in a summer class. You've enrolled in a trimester.
Yeah, it's a summer class, but Deacon, for some strange reason, prefer to call it trimester three.
I enrolled in summer class for medieval history. Awesome. That is going to be so good. Like. It's like the course we've all wanted
yeah.
to have, and now they got it on during the summer.
It's so. Like in year seven, they you come to school, they're in SOS, which is basically, you know, the history.
It's history. It's called humanities.
It's called humanities now, yeah. Whatever. But when you do the history segment, they give you, like, medieval
history. Oh, no, medieval was year 8. Year 7 was Egyptian.
Egyptian.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, this is really cool. I might actually take up history. And then you get to year 9 and you just... So the next 10 years, you end up doing, like, post-World War II.
I refuse to think that that is history.
It's not yet.
I think it's more, like, political. It's more politics than anything else.
Modern politics or something like that. It's still very relatively
new. It's not history. I mean, like, I've done a course in contemporary world history, and it was, out of all the courses I've done at university, it's my favourite course. It was just so much fun. But, like, what we did, it wasn't history, it was politics. Like, we did refugees and all that shit. Mind you, I think I missed out on refugee year, which was good. Because I skipped up a class.
Well, see, that's like media. A lot of it centres around politics rather than media. I mean, my globalisation class merely centred around the war on terror. Fair enough. But it centred more around the American politics behind it, which really wasn't what we were studying. So it was really hard to keep on task.
Well, plus, like... I find it hard sometimes because, like, my memory is so bad that when I learn something new, I have to learn it several times before it sticks in my brain. So when someone's talking about socialism, I'm like, hang on a sec, what the fuck's socialism? I have to look it up. So retarded. I feel like an idiot sometimes in those classes. Oh, well, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, some people haven't heard it before.
And I got a credit, so. Yeah. Whatevs.
Yeah, I didn't fail anything this time.
I haven't gotten my results back yet. I didn't get them back till like December 11.
Oh, serious?
How stupid is that?
I got all credits this year.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. That's pretty damn good.
I was going to get a pass in one. I was sure of it, but my final assignment, it was actually globalization. My final assignment, I wrote in one night. Yeah. I got it back, distinction. He's like, that was the most well thought out argument.
Yeah, so well thought out.
I think I made up a couple of the references. You know, Dr. Harrington of the Cambridge Press edition of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. He said that.
I'm sure he did.
Well, surely it's not, you know, it's illegal to plagiarize in terms of, you know.
But it's not illegal to make things up.
But it's not illegal to say that claim that that person said something.
No, because he might have said that at some point.
Yeah, and that person might go, yeah, I definitely said that. That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah. So a lot of has happened in the world since we stopped recording.
A lot has happened in the little world of Oz.
Yeah, well, I was thinking more of the American shooting that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't think I know much horrible. About that. I haven't been watching the news lately.
Well, I didn't either, but somebody asked me about it. I'm like, I haven't heard about a shooting. So I went on The Age online. It was like, it was an Australian, sorry, not Australian. It was, of course, it was an Australian. We don't have guns.
Well, not anymore, not after Port Arthur.
No. Or the Hoddle Street.
Yeah.
Shooting. Anyway. It was a American-born Muslim who was a psychiatrist, and he was about to be sent off.
Oh, he was about to crack any day anyway.
Well, he was about to be sent off to Iraq, wherever the fuck they are at the moment, and he really didn't want to go because he didn't want to be killing his own kind, and he said that he didn't want to go, but they didn't listen to him, and he ended up cracking and shooting. I think he killed like 12 people and wounded 30 odd people, something like that. And there was rumors that he was shot, and then, you know, he's not dead, but yeah. And Balloon Boy. How
was
can we
weird.
Forget Balloon Boy? That was fucking crazy.
How? Where did the boy go in the balloon? There wasn't like a little area where the boy could go. And it was helium, wasn't it?
It was full of. I don't understand how that works either.
When they said when it first said there was a boy in the balloon, I went, where is he?
Yeah, like, how the fuck would he be in the balloon? I didn't know until after they'd found him in the garage. Like, I didn't hear about it till after. But still, I'm just like...
Yeah, it's weird.
I hope that kid is removed from his parents.
It's a bit strange, all that.
Yeah, and they believe in UFOs and shit.
Yeah.
They were on Do you know they were on Life Swap twice?
Yeah, I heard that.
How stupid is that? Like, oh, so insane.
Yeah. What else happened? We weren't
what's
recording...
in Australia?
We weren't recording when Hey Hey happened... Were we?
No, but
I
want
to talk about that.
You Americans are fucking idiots. Get over it. It's not racist anymore.
Not only, you know, in defense of everyone's outrage over it, it was a stupid thing to do. What was funny in the 80s doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be funny
now.
No,
they should have thought about it.
They should have really thought about
that. But I think it was quite mean. I to put the judge in that... Oh, I can't even remember what it was.
Harry Connick Jr.
It was me to put him in that position.
I think his reaction was a little over the top.
Yeah, but he couldn't not have been. Yeah. If he had reacted like that, he would have been called racist.
Yeah. That was another point that really annoyed me. They said, it's not racist because I'm Indian, he's whatever, only two of us are actually Caucasian. That annoyed me because it implies that only Caucasians can be racist. And it's only racist if a Caucasian does it. It's racist no matter what you do. But, a lot has changed since the 80s. We're a lot more politically correct.
Yeah.
Really.
We live in a PC world.
Mm.
Mind you, we can still bag at gypsies.
Yeah.
But... whatever.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and tired of all the racist bullshit that's going on.
I'm really sick and tired of everyone claiming that now suddenly all Australians are racist. I'd never do anything like that.
No. Like,
I don't know anyone who would do anything like that.
I would beat up an Indian person, but...
Really? Why?
Just because...
Oh, that's the other thing.
They hassle you.
That's the other thing.
Irritating.
The Indian
bashing.
I'd write an essay on that, so I'm
really
sick of it. Not in Sydney, all the other ones in Melbourne.
Is it?
Yeah,
I thought it was all up in Sydney.
No, a couple happened in Melbourne, and because we didn't report on it much.
Yeah.
For instance, there was one where there were a couple of guys beating up a few Indian students with 50 bystanders. 50 people were witnessing this.
Yeah.
We didn't report on it, and in India they said 70 people were beating up
on
a couple
of Indian
people.
I don't know, I'm just so sick of it. I mean, like, we're not a racist country.
We have a few bad apples, any country. Any country has a few people that you really aren't... It's like the shifty uncle. You're not proud of him, but the entire family is not blemished by this one person.
Yeah.
Same with the country. I'm not racist myself, but I don't like the idea that, you know, Whoopi Goldberg's on a TV show and has a really bad opinion of people like me.
Yeah, but I just hate The View, so...
I did watch The View with Ian McKellen on it because he was going to be on it, and he was on it for like 5 minutes. It really annoyed me.
That sucks.
That was my afternoon wasted.
I love Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
We've also been watching Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about. I don't know about you.
I like the new format. Simon Amstell was good at the start as a host. Mark Lamar was way too good a host to, you know, compare to. But Simon Amstell got a bit tiring
nasty
after a while.
It was just like...
horrifically
mean. Get the fuck over it. I mean, like, the show's fantastic. It's been since 23rd season.
Yeah.
The only thing that's shitting me about the season, it's quite short. Compared to the other seasons, like, the other seasons have had, like, 20-odd episodes. This one's got, like, 10 or something.
Oh, about 12, 13 per
Still
episode.
Not
but
much.
Yeah.
It's not much, but, like, I didn't watch it last season when they were looking for a new team captain. I didn't watch it. And this season, they're again looking for a new person, but it's more interesting. I don't know why. I think it's because Amstell isn't on it. It's just so
I didn't like him that much. Oh.
He did represent perms everywhere, and for that, I must thank him. But.
Touché.
But I hope the Welsh guy gets it.
Rod Gilbert.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. Although, I must say, I mean, Buzzcocks, I have ups and downs about it, but Spicks and Specks, the Australian one, is pretty good.
Well... Spicks and Specks gets me now. I don't watch it anymore. I haven't watched it in quite a few years. No, I used to work when it was on, and then I just haven't got back into
more,
watching it. It's so much like Buzzcocks. It's
no, I think it's really different. It's more focused on, in like, you know, any kind of, like, you get so many different kinds of genre, like Baroque, classical, and then you have, like, you know, 80s pop music
But at the same time, like, there was an episode... Last episode I watched, I only watched it because Tim Minchin was on it. I was like, great, I love Tim Minchin.
Mm.
Right? They didn't talk to him at all throughout the whole thing.
Oh, they didn't really
talk to
him.
It's all based on the musicians, and I love music, but I'm not that into music.
That's why I watch Buzzcocks and Spicks and Specks. I watch Buzzcocks for the comedians and Spicks
Buzzcocks
and Specks for the
so
musicians.
Fun. I love Buzzcocks.
Check out both of them, they're really good.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, check them both out because they're fantastic. Anyway, you should probably crack on.
Yes.
Because we've been talking about 15 minutes.
Well, we've been gone for a long time.
We have been, and people need to know what's happening in our lives.
Yeah. Not much, but still.
Yeah. Actually, at the moment, I'm thinking about cutting that off. What do you reckon?
Your t-shirt?
No, just like, it's kind of, it's sewn up.
Don't mess around with the t-shirt.
But, I mean, it's a nice t-shirt, but it looks a bit like a wife beater.
No, it
looks
doesn't.
Looks like something that Todd would wear in Scrubs.
No, it doesn't.
You're just saying it.
No, it's more feminine. And besides, if you cut at something...
It's not hemmed, though, so...
If you cut at something, then all the threads will start to come loose.
No, it won't.
It's inevitable.
You're inevitable.
Thank you.
That's alright. inevitable is such a funny word. It's written like it's supposed to be pronounced inevitable.
Inevitable. It's funny. It's
like... It took me ages to figure out what it was. Anyway, we should probably stop talking about shit like that because it's pointless. Alright, so our first topic of today was given to us by Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Of course.
He's blonde and he's got a nice ass. So,
ooh, good combination.
He does.
Blonde people are cool. We're not dumb.
Elise is just saying that because she's blonde.
Nothing wrong with blonde people. We're not dumb.
Depends.
Peroxide blondes are.
Oh, but I suppose Hitler wasn't a blonde. Oh! No,
he liked blondes.
He did like blondes. Anyway, even though... I'm not going to go there.
No.
No, we've had enough talk. Alright, so our first topic is favourite qualities in a person.
I had trouble with this one. Was it like people in general or sexual partners or friends or...
As always, it's whatever you want to take it.
Awesome. I just did kind of half in general, half in sexual partners. Yeah. But I came up with a weird conglomerate mess. Anyway, I'll start. Shall I?
Show you.
Yes. Number one, I know everyone says this, but it's true. Eyes.
Yeah.
Eyes are awesome, except I tend to lean more towards like bright, like clear eyes, like the blues and the greens and the grays.
Like mine.
That's why I'm your friend. You had beautiful blue eyes. Except mine are like a weird grey.
I love your eyes. They're just like...
That's probably actually why I like...
It's grey, but they're kind of mottled and they're a little bit green.
That's probably why I like eyes, because I get so many compliments about mine. Everyone goes, your eyes are so pretty. Are they contacts? No, they're all mine. Because, yeah, it's a bit of brown, like a bit of green, a bit of blue, a bit of grey. And they change in the light.
They're very nice eyes.
Chameleon eyes. But, yeah, I know it's a cliche, but eyes are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Number two and three are kind of a tag team, but in another way, kind of separate. They've got to be funny and they've got to have a sense of humour. Now, I say they're two different things because, well, they really are.
Yeah,
funny
well...
Funny means that they themselves are funny. Sense of humour implies that they can find things funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're separate things, yeah.
So, yeah, you can have people who are one or the other, but you need to have both. Yeah. Someone needs to be funny and have a sense of humour.
Well, how can you laugh at them if they're not funny? Or, like, if they, like, fall... down some stairs or something,
nothing
and you
worse
laugh.
Than, yeah, nothing worse than someone who doesn't find themselves funny.
Yeah, but if they don't have a sense of humour, they're just going to get pissed off because you're laughing because they're down the stairs. It's funny.
Yeah. I spent way too many years self-conscious and getting upset when people laughed at me, and to the point where I don't care anymore.
I'm constantly
making a fool of myself anyway.
I developed that sense at the age of three.
I fell down a flight of stairs walking up them, so...
What, so you fell up, but then
I
you fell down?
And then fell back down again.
Oh, that's hilarious!
And
I've never heard of that before. I mean, I've heard of falling up, obviously.
I was at the Virgin Megastore, and the woman was trying not to laugh. The girl at the counter, she just went, are you alright? Like, are you hurt? I went, only my pride. And then she just burst out laughing. And I thought, that was worth it.
So, it totally is. Anyway.
Number four. The ability to tell when I'm being sarcastic. That is a big one. Because, I grew up with parents who... may not have been funny and may not have had a sense of humour.
Your dad's funny.
The funny thing is, my mum thinks my dad has no sense of humour and my dad thinks my mum has no sense of humour.
Yeah, but you don't think your mum has a sense of humour either.
She doesn't, because, yeah, when I'm being sarcastic to her, she thinks I'm being a bit, you know, defensive and
I don't know, I think that's just a mother thing. They don't understand why you're sarcastic.
Whenever I'm sarcastic, I get overly wordy. I use big words or whatever, and I put on a dramatic... voice and, you know, just makes the whole thing a bit of a drama.
Yeah.
That's my sarcasm. But my mum doesn't seem to get it, and so when I'm talking, and then I just suddenly become sarcastic, she goes, darling, you're too sensitive.
Oh, shut up. I hate when mothers do that.
The last time, though, she said that, I went, well, mum, I was being sarcastic, but clearly I'm not funny. And she went, clearly not. And I nearly had a heart attack. I went, oh, my God. She calls my bluffs way too many times. Alright. Well, that was a funny one, I think. But number five... This is a serious one. Like, someone has, I don't care if someone is really dumb or, you know, a bit dull. Mm. As long as they've got respect, then I think that's the best quality someone can have. If someone has full respect for whoever they're talking to, people around them, And that's just a really charming person.
Yeah.
And someone you want to know. Someone who's...
Unless they're a psychopath.
That's...
Oh, no, sociopath.
Sociopaths are charming.
And yeah, sociopaths.
They're not really respectful, they're just charming, and that's just feeding in on the fact that they have no conscience. But if you're respectful of people and you're loyal, then I think that's the best quality that someone can have.
So, in other words, your ideal best friend would be a dog.
Yeah!
That sounds a bit mean.
Not like a dog as in not pretty to look at, but...
No, as in like an animal.
A companion. Oh, well...
As in Sam.
Sam is pretty respectful and loyal.
Sam's pretty
He's
awesome.
Not respectful, actually, because he likes to sniff my crotch.
He likes to sniff everyone's crotch. Don't feel abused by that.
But no, Yeah, that's my five, but respect is a big one.
Respect is actually a good one. I didn't even think of anything like that. I just thought of stupid things.
Really?
Yeah.
You share.
My first one is a good sense of humour, because... Like,
I know everyone says it, but I think you and me, in a sense,
I mean really it in a way, yeah, like, it has to be a pretty you damn have to be good funny. Sense of humor. Yeah.
You have to be pretty fucking funny to, you know, win my attention and affections.
Well, I know comedians, so you got to be pretty damn funny, otherwise I won't notice you at all.
Yeah.
Nice ass.
Yeah.
I don't care if this is on a friend or a sexual partner. I don't That's care. I like nice asses.
Guys aren't willing to check notice good asses on other guys, but girls are willing to appreciate and respect as another. That's respect again. Good asses on girls.
Yeah, but I can respect a good looking girl. Like
yeah, like the girl at my uni.
Megan
series.
Fox, gorgeous. Oh man, she has after a bit of a dough face.
After I saw her on How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, I was just like a bitch. I hate her.
She's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, not sexy.
No. There's a girl at my uni, seriously. Yeah. When she walks into a lecture theatre, everyone is singing, damn, she's hot.
Yeah, I reckon my friend Monica, and it's my not, friend Monica fits into that category.
It's not Hollywood, like, hot. It's like Grecian profile hot. She's just, you know, and she's got curves as well, so it just works really well. She's got beautiful golden brown skin. Everyone just goes, that girl is perfect. I want to be like her. And all the guys are like, man, I really want to do her.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but you
no.
know. Number three, hot accents. I don't care what kind of accent it is. If it's from the United Kingdom, I love it.
If it's Scottish, I'm obsessed with it.
I'm a little bit obsessed with Welsh at the moment. Just because it's just such a funny accent.
I should have told you. Like, it's a little bit Welsh.
Are you serious?
He moved out a couple of
damn
months
it.
Ago. But it took me a while. I was like, I know that accent.
Was he hot?
Cardiff. Not really.
Oh.
He was a bit pasty, and he was always sweating because it was always hot here, apparently, and there was, you know, it was
from
dry.
From Wales, what do you expect?
Yeah, no, and I'm like, you're from Wales. It's like the dampest, coldest place in the world. Why did you come here?
It's like moss.
Moss.
Wales is like moss.
Yeah, I wish I'd thought of that, because I'm obsessed with accents. No, I'm obsessed with the Scottish accent. That is seriously the hottest accent.
Ed has got the hottest accent, which is nothing at all like Harry Potter.
That's
it's
good.
Hot accent.
I'm not a big fan of the posh English accent. I love Northern as well.
Yeah, the Northern accent. I like any accent that's a little bit sing-song.
Because
the Welsh accent's so, like, song. You remember the second episode of Buzzcocks with the Welsh guy in it?
Rod Gilbert. You keep saying that until you remember
it. I should write that down. Rod. Gil. Is it Rod or Rob?
Rod. But with an H, so it's like Trod.
I just put nature somewhere in there. He said wallaroo instead of kangaroo.
No, there are wallaroos.
What the fuck's a wallaroo?
It's like a wallaby, but more... Like, wallabies aren't exactly kangaroos.
No, they're smaller than kangaroos.
Wallaroos are more leaning towards, like, miniature kangaroos. They're really weird looking.
I refuse to think that there is something called a wallaroo.
There is a wallaroo.
You meant kangaroo.
There are wallaroos. And Vanilla Ice has a wallaroo.
Apparently.
I want one now. It's really cute.
Anyway, number four, nerds. I love nerds.
Everyone loves a nerd.
But, like, I mean, like, the IT crowd.
Yeah.
Like those
That's
nerds.
My scene. I mean, I'm wearing a Kinks t-shirt. A blue Kinks t-shirt today.
Pretty cute.
I love this
It says,
t-shirt.
God save the Kinks.
I wanted the one with their faces on it, but they didn't have that. And they didn't have it in grey either.
Probably get it online.
Probably.
Did you end up buying anything from Bill Bailey during that sale?
No.
I got the steampunk t-shirt.
I wanted that. Is it the one with a really cool message on the back?
Yes, it is. But I was really pissed off because, like, 2 days later, it cost me, like, $27 or something for this t-shirt, including postage and handling. How good is that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's, like, cheaper than a normal t-shirt.
Yeah.
But, like, 2 days later, I had, like, I got paid. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go buy all the t-shirts. Got on, no more t-shirts at all on the site. Yeah. I was so
devastated. When I got there, there were nothing.
I was so pissed off. I think I got in, like, just by the end of the sale. I was really pissed off. I wanted that I Ain't Gonna Be a Bitch t-shirt.
Yeah, I want the barcode one.
That's I Ain't Gonna Be a Bitch, yeah.
I was going to say, it's got to get the one. No, I missed that.
I can't wait. They're renegotiating or something, and they'll be back on soon.
Awesome.
And number five, Seen Every Show I Have, which you have.
Seen what?
Like, every TV show that I watch.
Oh, yeah.
The only TV show that you don't watch that I watch is Ghost Hunters.
I didn't really get into that. It's like,
I love Ghost Hunters.
At uni, I'd be talking about something, and I'd make a QI reference.
Yeah.
And no one would get it, but then there was one girl in my lit class who just went, "You got that off QI," and I went, "You're my new best friend."
I love that. It's
and
like,
I'm so glad it's on TV now.
Oh my god, I know. It's
it was
like,
on last night. Australia finally
Buzzcocks
got
is on TV
to, like,
as well.
Really?
Apparently. But not, the, not the new series. It's an old series, I think. Yeah.
It's probably on ABC
too. I think it is. But, like, it's just so good. Like, if you say something that somebody said on Buzzcocks or something, and somebody's like, "I saw the episode," I'm like, "Yes, new best friend." So it's like an automatic friendship bond type thing.
Yeah.
But Ghost Hunters is a real win.
I don't like it.
I love it. It's like, so mind you, the Halloween show really sucked. And
that's really weird. It's about ghosts and Halloween episodes.
Oh, no, you see, normally they do like a live investigation and it's really good. But after the last one, they got so much shit.
Yeah.
For like one or two things that happened during the investigation. People decided it was fake, all this shit. So I think that's why they decided not to do one this year like that. Yeah. So, instead, they were, like, at an old hospital, which they got, like, some really awesome evidence from. And they were just, like, it was a guy from Paranormal Activities who's really funny. And Steve and Tango. And it was, like, it was shit.
Nah.
But
see,
you can't have everything.
No, you can't.
You can't have everything, but the last couple of episodes have been really good. So, apart from the Halloween. It was. The Meatloaf was on it.
Meatloaf?
Yeah.
I love Meatloaf.
He was so good. He was awesome.
You know, in my childhood, we only had two CDs in the car.
Yeah.
The best of Dusty Springfield.
Nice.
And Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell.
Even better.
And as you know, it takes, like, at least 3 hours to get anywhere in Australia, so I know that catalogue like the back of my hand.
We used to listen to a lot of Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, we would have.
I don't know any of her songs, though.
It's like my
when
parents...
I was a kid.
My primary school teacher as well, but my parents especially listen to a lot of Dean Martin.
Yeah.
I only know a handful of the songs, but if I hear it, I'll go, "Hey, I know that."
Yeah, I do the same thing, but don't remember the words. Anyway, we should move on to our second topic.
Yes,
our second topic today is favorite stupid laws, which was a change because we were going to do favorite names.
Which is annoying because I had the most trouble with that, and I actually completed that list first.
Well, you see, I didn't actually write my list beforehand.
Yeah. I had mainly Australian place names, though.
Read out your place
names. I'm reading my place names that I wrote down. Humpy Bong in Queensland. Boing Boing in the Northern Territory. I know most of them are, like, Indigenous and just sound a bit funny, but some of them are English and just sound
plain
weird.
They sound funny.
Like Cockwash in South Australia. Mount Buggery.
That's a good one. I love that. Really? I want to go to Mount Buggery.
Wongalpong is another one. I don't know where that is. But Yorkie's Knob. I have to go to Yorkie's Knob.
All right, let's go to Mount Buggery and then go to
Yorkie's
Knob.
And there's a hellhole in Queensland.
Your phone's doing stuff.
I'm getting a message.
Read it.
Read it. It's probably nothing. It's probably my brother going, "Where are you?"
Read it. Nah. I don't even know where my phone is.
My brother. He's in trouble. Our drug lord's trying to kill him. They want his legs. No,
just
not
put
really.
You put it away. Is my bag down there?
Yeah, I think it is. No, it's not.
No, anyway,
my brother doesn't need his legs. But yeah, we'll move on to favorite stupid laws.
All right, so favorite stupid laws. Hit it.
Number one, I thought this one was pretty funny. In Alabama, it is illegal to flick your snot into the wind.
That's a good one.
But this is the confusing thing. Is it when the wind is blowing towards you or away from you? Is it okay if
you flick
the snot towards you or towards others?
I think it's towards others.
So it's okay if the wind's coming towards you to flick it.
Yeah. Oh, my sister and her friend Bianca are here.
I just saw them in the window.
Let's see if they have anything interesting. They won't. Hello. No,
probably not.
They said sup.
Howdy.
Howdy, ho. They look very hot. And Bianca is wearing shorts, so she looks hotter.
Wow. I'm so glad I don't go to school anymore.
No more uniform. Woo!
Oh, that hot skirt.
Mind you, it would be nice not to have to, like, think of what you're wearing. Anyway, we should move on and do our thing.
All right. Number two, again, from Alabama. That place is just full of weird laws that we love.
Hilarious.
You may not have an ice cream cone in your back pocket. It's okay if you have ice cream in your back pocket, but not an ice cream cone. Is it because it's suggestive?
I think it is, but I think that that's something that actually is in a couple of states.
Wouldn't it crumble in your pocket anyway?
It probably would. I don't see, like, you can't, like, tint it or anything.
No. I think it's just provocative. But if it's in the back pocket, it's just like you have a really weird bum penis. A really weird pointy bum penis at that.
You're a penis bum. You could tape it to your head and be a unicorn.
Are you talking about the cone or your penis?
The cone. You get sunburn on the penis.
Oh, you'd be a dickhead, though.
That's hilarious. Nice work, Lee.
Thank you.
Number three.
I didn't write which... No, this was Texas, wasn't it?
This one hails
from Texas. When two trains are meeting each other on the track, they must both come to a full stop. However, neither can go until one has gone.
That makes no sense.
It's like one of those brain teas you get in an IQ test.
If
two trains stop, which one goes first? What? They both stop. Which one? No, they can't because they're not. What?
Yeah, it. I don't understand how that works. They must have the worst train system in Alabama.
Oh,
no,
worse,
no, Texas.
It'd be worse than It's been worse than Melbourne. I mean, Melbourne is pretty bad, but that would be the worst. You know, we've got to wait till the other one goes or we go. I don't know.
Who's gonna go first? Look at Sam. Sam just came into the room.
I feel sorry.
And he's being very cute.
I feel most sorry for the animals in the heat. Like, my cat is a longhead.
Oh, she can have Sean, though.
Oh, that'd be mean to her, though.
Well, I was thinking about suggesting that with Penny, because, I mean, like, out of all our dogs, she's got the longest hair.
Yeah, even though my cat Libby, her hair is longer than Sam's. And I've never seen a cat look more like she's dead than alive in my life. All it gives away is a little, like, quick panting.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Poor little girl. Sammy, go away.
Licking the sunscreen off my hand. Anyway.
Number four.
Number four, women, this one isn't funny, but it's, you know, one that I find really irritating.
Mm.
In some, most states in America, it is illegal for a woman to continue breastfeeding if being asked by, a restaurant owner, stop.
Yeah.
If someone says, please stop, we don't want you doing that in here, she has to stop. Whereas in the UK, you can't, it's illegal to tell a woman to stop breastfeeding. Which is fair enough.
I don't know if it's illegal, but...
Well, it's, you know, not considered custom.
PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's... The woman is feeding her baby. They're in a restaurant. The baby is eating, basically. Yeah. And, you know...
Maybe if, like, she put her breast in a bottle chiller.
Yeah,
like, with a champagne.
Like that.
Maybe that'd be allowed.
I read one case where a woman got really, quite irate because they asked her to cover the baby up and the breast up with a tea towel. They gave her one for the kitchen
and
said,
put it on top. A lot of ladies do that, though. A lot of women do that.
She didn't want to do that, though, and she shouldn't have to.
No. Imagine it was, like, really hot.
Mm.
And they're like,
and to
cover your baby up with
cover
this blanket.
Actually cover the baby with a dirty tea towel. So, or go to the toilet, which is even worse.
Oh, no, the best, like, I've seen a lot of women just, like, drape.
Like a
light cloth or something over their shoulder and then across...
Yeah, again, I was reading it. She wasn't, like, just flaunting out the breast and just going, what, you're going to tell me what to do now? She was being discreet about it, but, you know, you shouldn't have to do that.
No.
The baby is eating.
Yeah.
And it's natural. Get over it, people. They're boobies.
Yes.
Even fat men have boobies.
I like fat men boobies.
Although they should never be seen.
No.
Because a lot of the cases, they're quite hairy as well.
Yeah, I don't get why men's nipples are so hairy.
Ugh.
It's gross. It's like there's a little... Yeah, anyway.
You go to the beach and the men are in speedos, just like,
oh, men in speedos are the worst thing because they don't cover everything. Anyway, number five.
Number five. Oh, this one's my favourite. I absolutely love this one. I adore this one. The penalty in New York of jumping off a building is death.
So
if you try to commit suicide and succeed, then they'll condemn you to death.
So although, basically, you're committing suicide either way.
Yeah, although, yeah, that's a good one, though, because yeah. that's almost like euthanasia, because if you jump off the building and don't die, failed at suicide, then they kill you for you.
Well, it's likely that if you don't die jumping off, like, a three-story building or something, you're probably going to have some internal damage.
Yeah.
I don't know if three-story, I don't know if that'd be high enough for that.
Oh, there's a certain height. I don't remember what it is.
I was going to say 10-story, but I'm like, no, 10-story is too high.
I know what it is for cats, really weirdly enough. I think it was on QI.
Yeah, it was.
Up to 7 stories.
They'll land on their feet.
No, up to 7 stories, they can die, but 7 or above, they turn into, like, a gliding possum or something with these little flaps, and then start gliding in the air.
I bet Sam could do that. Sammy's got flaps. Look.
My cat has flaps. Like, not even, like, you know,
Sam's exposing flaps. Himself to us. And Jeff.
I still want a dog. I'd like a dog.
Get one.
I'm gonna get one when I move out of home. And he'll be cute like you.
Sam's pretty damn cute.
Yeah.
Aren't you Sam?
Well,
yes, you are.
That's my favourite stupid laws.
Alright.
What are yours?
My favourite stupid laws. In Alabama, it is illegal to wear a moustache to church, like a fake moustache to church, if it's going to make people laugh.
For comical purposes.
Yeah, for comical
Why
purposes.
Why else would you wear a fake moustache?
In case you're a lady and you're supposed to be the hairy lady at the local circus?
Maybe it's like maybe it's like Monty Python and, you know, only men can go to the stoning, so all the women wear beards.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Life of Brian?
I have, but a long time ago. It's the only one I haven't rewatched.
The entire crowd watching the stoning or partaking in the stoning of this guy. It's women aren't allowed, but all of them are women. So they're all screaming out in high-pitched voices, and John Cleese goes, are there any women here today? And they'll go, no.
Oh, I love Monty Python.
I'm going to watch that when I get home.
I've not seen that one in such a long time.
That was the first one I saw, because, you know, my parents were very gaudy at that time.
Yes.
And that's probably my favourite one, because it makes fun of God so much, and Jesus.
Hang on, I just have to go let Rascal before she starts barking.
I don't know why she wants to go out. It's so hot today. Anyway. Oh, the flies are so bad, Jess.
The flies are bad.
The flies are so bad out there.
What?
You turn a light on. You turn a light on and all the bugs just fly to that one spot.
I hate flies. Anyway, number two is one of our very own laws, which I think is actually quite common. In Melbourne, it is illegal to drive above a certain speed, I think it's like 60 or something, without somebody walking in front of your car with a lantern.
At night, is this?
I'm pretty sure it's at night.
I have a feeling that might be...
Because what would a lantern do during the day?
Yeah, I have a feeling that might be, you know, the gold rush days or something.
No, it's still current.
Really?
It's still a current law.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
What purpose would that serve?
I don't... Like, why wouldn't you have somebody walking in front of your car, like... Who do you know that can run at the speed of 60
yeah.
pounds? I mean, unless we got Usain Bolt, unless we clone him,
that's
everyone
really
gets a little
strange.
Usain Bolt. Imagine a midget form of Usain Bolt. That'd be hilarious.
Pocket-sized one for all uses.
It's like a little jockey.
Can't get in that small gap. Don't worry. Usain Bolt will do it.
He's such a cock. Anyway, in Alaska, you may not view a moose... From an airplane.
What if you do it accidentally?
You get your head chopped off.
But it was an accident. I looked at it. The moose was there.
I didn't know moose... Is moose a...
The plural of moose plural? Is moose, I think.
Mooses? I didn't know meese.
Meese.
I don't know. I didn't know mooses were so, like, revered in Alaska. I thought they just killed them.
Revered?
Yeah. Did I say revered?
Yeah, you said revered.
I meant revered. Same words. That's Russell coughing. She has a bit of a nasty cough at the moment.
So the moose is like the sacred emblem of Alaska.
Well,
they don't just
you
kill
know,
them, they revere them.
You can't view one from an airplane. Maybe it's because you physically can't view them from an airplane.
You can't view much from an airplane though when it's up in the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, but it might be like one of those little ones.
Ah, touche. What if it's a flying moose?
Elise, you work for
NAB. Tegan,
do I
we're
work
doing
for
a podcast.
Do I work for NAB?
Yeah.
No, I don't work for NAB.
Why is there a NAB car?
Why does someone think I work for NAB?
Why is there a NAB car?
It's Peter's.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you go pick her up?
No. Oh, Elise, yeah.
Yeah, I caught the train and then she picked me up. That's one of the weirdest questions I've had.
Elise is a very independent person. She can catch a bus here if she wants to.
Yeah, so I was blanking.
You're not going to drive
her
home.
I'll drive her up to the station.
And I'll be fine.
We're grown-ups.
I'm a big girl, Mummy.
My sister thinks we're retarded. Anyway, number four, in New York, you're not allowed to greet somebody by sticking your thumb to your nose and wiggling your fingers.
But Tintin did that.
But what if you're a clown? And that was your clown greeting.
I've never had the urge to do that, but now, when it's illegal, now I know it's illegal somewhere, I want to do that.
Like, I don't think I've ever done that before in my life.
It's not really a greeting, it's more or less an insult. I really tame one at that.
It's for the Brits. It's a British insult. You do that, you get your mum killed. And number five, in Mississippi, it is illegal to teach others what polygamy is. I just thought that was very...
So it's not illegal for someone to say, what's polygamy? It is illegal for you to answer it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. How about to say, thou shalt not know what polygamy is. Thou shalt not look up polygamy on Google. Polygamy
because
is not a word.
God in Mississippi?
They probably
think
they
are.
They are.
Anyway, off our American racism rant. So that's number two done. And our third topic is five things you hate about the heat. It has been scorching hot. Ridiculously
Mind you,
hot.
Not as bad as it was last February. Especially,
No,
Saturday.
But this is November.
This is November. It's not meant
it's
to be...
It's never been this hot in November.
It's not meant to be 34, which is what, like, 90-something?
Oh, I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
37 is, like, 100 degrees in Fahrenheit.
Yesterday, it was almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's how hot it fucking was.
And, well, yeah, that just makes you think, what's going to be in February? Last February was 46, which is 114 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So if it gets any worse than that, I might have to think about leaving the country.
Oh, I already am leaving the country.
I need to get out.
All right.
It's too hot.
So what's your number one, Elise?
My number one most hate about summer is sand. Seriously.
Yeah, sand's pretty irritating.
When I was a child, I spent most of my time down the coast at Anglesey. And you go down to the beach, you put on a wetsuit, you know, you do all that stuff.
You put on a wetsuit?
You go surfing and stuff.
Oh. You go to say just for swimming?
No, you go surfing. I used to go surfing and boogie boarding and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you put on a wetsuit. And of course, you didn't do it up before you got in the car, otherwise you strangle yourself.
Yeah.
So you'd be all tightly done up and you go to the beach, go in the water, have fun, get home. There'd be sand in the wetsuit at your belly button. You think, how the hell did it get there?
I get that. Like, it's very determined, Sam.
You put sunscreen on and the sand all clings to you.
Ugh.
And it kind of ties in with number three. But number two, sunburn.
Mm.
I know everyone goes, oh yeah, I've been sunburned. You haven't been sunburned in Australia.
No.
Sunburns in Australia are worse.
Our sunburns are pretty, pretty damn bad.
It'll crackle, it'll dry, it'll blister, and just when you think you're going to have a nice tan, 10 layers of skin will peel off. And you'll be left with nothing but bare, freckly nothing.
Yeah, but we also don't tan.
We don't.
As a rule, we don't.
We don't tan. That, you know, it is customary for redheads and pasty Anglos never to tan. If you don't put sorbeline or aloe cream on it constantly, it will blister, crackle, and then peel off in sheets.
And it's hot.
Oh,
and it's
you can't
stiff.
Sleep on it because then the sheet wrinkles, like, imprint themselves. And I have nightmares when I get sunburned.
Really?
And not like, you know, just unsettling nightmares, like full-on graphic, grotesque, terrifying nightmares. I don't know what it is. That both of those tie into my number three, sand on sunburns.
Ugh.
Sand on sunburns is like tying your hands to the back of a motorbike and dragging yourself across a gravel driveway or something. It is painful. And then you try and wipe it off and it just, oh god, it feels like you're ripping
your head.
It's
like you're exfoliating your sunburn.
Oh, it's terrible.
Very painful.
I hate sunburn and I really plan not to get sunburned this summer. I didn't last summer, which is good.
I've already been sunburned.
Really?
But it wasn't summer.
Last summer
so
got sunburned.
Clinging to that.
Yeah, last time we got sunburned was when we went to Auburn. I put my hand out the window for like 10 minutes. And it was, like, bright red the entire time.
Yeah, you get sunburnt in Warburton.
Yeah, I got sunburnt in Warburton. That's how pale I am. Warburton see sunlight maybe, like, 10 days
no,
a year.
No, it gets quite hot. I mean, it's not, like, here. It will, like, maximum it'll get to, like, 35.
Yeah.
But I used to get sunburnt all the time. Yeah, but it's very, very dry during summer.
Yeah.
When you saw it, it was green as.
Yeah, it was really nice up there then.
It's very pretty. It's very pretty during the summer as well, but, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, number four.
Number four. Thin, attractive, tan girls who just remind me constantly of how pasty and Anglo I am.
In my show notes, I'm just going to write down Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas. Well, not all of them have fake tans that make them look like an Oompa Loompa. Mm. But, you know, it's just, you know, because I have a pretty average body. You know, I'm aware of that.
And I'm fine with gorgeous. That.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment.
You so were.
No, actually I wasn't. But I'm fine with that until I go down the street and the girls that wear, you know, tank tops and really short shorts look fantastic, and I'm going, I feel like this clumpy little thing. All you need to leave while I do my business for the day.
But you see, I'm not envious of tan people.
I'm not envious of the tannedness, just the I look good in less clothing kind of thing. Because I've never looked good or felt confident in less items of clothing. I like to feel rugged up and like I'm actually wearing something.
Really? At the moment, I'm preferring to wear less.
I prefer to wear less, but I'm really self-conscious about myself when I'm wearing less.
Ugh. Shouldn't be.
I shouldn't be, but I am.
Crazy.
Then I go down to the beach and I see all the really old Greek men in Speedos and I go, could be worse.
Could be a lot worse. You could be an old Greek man in a Speedo.
Childhood memories are coming back and they weren't pleasant ones.
My grandfather is all Greek and he wears a Speedo.
She's like, you want to go down to the beach? No.
No, thank you. And number five.
But stay indoors. Number five, no water. Australia has been in, like, level 3 water restrictions for, like, the last 3 years. We should be on 4, but...
Oh, no. That rain we got when we had spring.
Yeah,
who don't know, I just did quotation marks in the air.
Being sarcastic there.
Yeah. Our spring that lasted for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Our dams filled up quite a lot.
Really?
At that stage, yeah. And, like, somebody was freaking out because, you know, excess water was running into the bay. And the guys are just like... Yeah. And the water conservation guys are just like, oh, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, if they were actually in a huge pickle at the moment, they wouldn't be so cool about it.
Yeah. Well, then that would happen anyway.
Yeah. After this heat wave, we're probably going to get a cool change, I think, tomorrow night or something.
Saturday, they said a cool change is coming.
Saturday. God, that's so far away.
It's going to be 30 degrees for another, at least.
Oh, kill me.
2 days.
But when we get a cool change, it'll rain for hours.
Yeah, I hope it does. Like, when they were talking about the flooding in Queensland and then in northern New South Wales, we're going, please keep coming more south. I want a flood. I need water. Mm. I want to be able to have a shower that doesn't last 4 minutes.
Yeah, well, we need myself. It as well.
And you get those, now, because you got the water-friendly shower.
Oh, my God, and you have to run around to get wet.
Yeah, you have to, you can concentrate the stream, and it hurts like hell when it hits you in the chest, or in any of your friendly
zones. We've got a water-saving one, but we've just got a new head.
Yeah, it's just a new head, yeah.
It's brand new, like, it was installed, like, less than 6 months ago. But tell you what, it is nothing like any of the water saving heads that we've had. It's like, it's a normal shower.
Yeah, ours, that's a state we're in. We brought our old shower heads in and traded them in for these trendy ones. We went to our local library and they were handing them out.
Well, you
with those little egg timers that go for exactly 4 minutes, and it's like beat the clock in the shower. You're like, and go. And you just go and do everything as good as you can.
Well,
makes a game out of it.
You can get a water tank. Now, yeah, say you paid $1,000 for it, you can get half that back.
Yeah. Well, see, we beat the rush, and we've had a water tank in my backyard at my dad's since before I was born, so we didn't pay anything. That was like next to nothing.
Mind you, you would have paid something at some point.
No, it was next to nothing back then, because it was the 80s.
Yeah, see, we wouldn't get one of the metal ones, we'd get plastic one.
Yeah, it probably would have been better to get a plastic one, but it's there now.
But what are we going to do with them? Like, the only thing you can do with a water tank is, like, wash...
Water the garden.
Water the garden, but...
Wash the car.
We have a power hose. You're allowed to wash the car if you've got a power hose.
No. Well.
Which I think that's stupid because they use just as much water.
No, we go down to the car wash.
Oh, we do
they
now
use,
too.
They use grey water. That's the next thing about the drought. You go past every house has a sign that says, this house uses grey water.
I saw one that this house uses poo water. I thought that was funny.
That one's pretty good.
I like that house. Anyway.
Well, they're my five, and I think no water, because I put an exclamation mark at the end, was probably my more annoyed one. I'm sick of drought.
I am so sick of drought.
I want to have a long shower. I want to have a really
nice
bath.
I just wish it could, like, be winter all year.
I just, I wish it rained.
But that's because I don't like summer.
Yeah, I want it to rain every day and every night, just all the time.
It'd be fantastic. Oh, not all the time. Because then we'd end up like Welsh people and be really depressed.
And webbed.
Yeah.
You know Rod Gilbert's got a webbed hand?
Has he?
When I saw him on the glass house, he held his hand up and the middle and the ring finger on one of his hands is webbed.
I'm going to have to watch the episode again and watch his hands.
He held it up and goes, we're adapting to the wet. We're adapting to the damp. I'm like, that's
hilarious.
Weird.
They're turning into frogs.
Well, he's only half an Aquaman, so he'd be swimming in circles.
He's Welsh, he'd be doing it anyway. I love the Welsh. Anyway, my top five. Number one for me is sunburn.
Everyone hates a sunburn.
I have red hair, basically white skin, freckles, and blue eyes. I am, like, statistically speaking...
You're melanin-free.
Out of every single person in the whole world, like, every single type of person, apart from, you know, albinos, I'm most likely to get sunburned.
Yeah, I'm not far off from you because I'm blonde.
No.
Grey eyes.
But, you see, the way I figure it is that when I get sunburned, I get more freckles.
Yeah, you are very frecklish.
So if I keep on... Oh, thank you. Yeah. If I keep on getting sunburnt and keep on getting freckles, it'll merge into one giant tan.
You're one line. I like your thinking.
But my legs, I got no freckles on my legs. So my leg will still be pasty white, but my arms will be, like, Aboriginal.
Yeah, see, my arms, I at least have some kind of a tan, but it's not a big one, but it's
slight
tan. Oh,
you get a little bit browner in the summer.
Yeah, slightly, not a lot, but I get massive freckles. I need to be careful of melanoma.
Oh, well. I'm sure I've got melanoma here somewhere.
Probably.
Could play join the dots. number two, sweat. I hate sweating.
It depends. It feels if you're sweating enough for it to be like a sheet of water, then you stand in front of a fan. It's actually a cooling system.
When I sweat, I just like feel really uncomfortable.
I just hate it when you go out and you think you're okay, and then you lift your arm up and you've got the sweat patch and you're going, it's okay, everyone has one of those.
Yeah.
But then you feel really self-conscious.
See, I don't notice stuff like that.
And back and kneecap sweat.
That's weird. That feels really gross.
When you like, you know, you get at the table and you bend your knees, you go, hang on, I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
It's really awkward.
Number three, ice cubes. They melt too fast. They're like too fucking cold. And they don't freeze fast enough.
That's like, I had a splice yesterday. And again, it was like beat the clock.
Mm.
You had to beat the heat. You had to eat the splice before it melted.
Well, we have a jug of cordial.
And the ice cubes probably gone.
And the ice cubes melted by the time I'd finished running my list, and that didn't take too long.
Yeah. But even by the time you finished pouring, they were gone.
It's so stupid.
I like to get one of those massive water bottles, fill it with water, put it in the back of the freezer, and then just at weird intervals pull it out because it's like a massive ice block.
A lady I was working with, right, what she does, she fills her bottle up halfway and then puts it in the freezer overnight and then she fills the rest of it up with water.
Uh-huh.
How good an idea is
that's
that?
Really good.
I never thought of
I'd
that.
I'd be more inclined to do 2/3 ice because it would melt really, really quickly.
Yeah, but it wasn't that hot when we were talking about this. It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it was still quite warm.
Yeah. Well, I think ice blocks are good. I mean, it's annoying that they melt too quickly.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have.
They're a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're a good thing, but, like, they're fucking irritating.
It's even better when you just open the fridge for 2 seconds to see what to get to lunch, and you go, I think I'll sit here and decide a little longer.
Yeah.
I don't care about power. I'm just going to stick my head in the fridge.
I'm not paying the power bill. Number four, money spent on ice poles. I am a huge ice pole type person. I'll buy, like, the home brand stuff. Like, you can get, like, the frozen ones are already frozen.
Yeah.
And they cost, like, $2 to $3 or something for, like, a pack of 20. But, God, they taste so good.
It's like, you remember Sunny
Boys?
Zupa Dupas.
Zupa Dupas are
awesome. Sunny Boys were the most awesome because it would just be cordial.
You
can
still get
them. Yeah. But in primary school, they were, like, 60 cents for a full one. Yeah. If you didn't have the money for it, they cut it in half and give it to you for 30.
Oh, they didn't do it that well in primary school.
My they were really nice women at my primary school canteen.
No, I hated
them. They were just like, too hot, you need to have a Sunny Boy.
The women at my canteen thought they were more important than they were. They were like, they were canteen ladies.
Nah,
they thought they were
really
like principals of the school.
As were all mothers just wanting to help the school out, so they were really sweet. And if you knew the kids whose parents they were,
you went to a Catholic primary school, didn't you?
Nope.
Huh?
Went to a state school.
We went to a Catholic primary school.
Nah, I'm a state school girl.
Oh, well. Number five is finding things to do that doesn't involve sand or water. There's nothing to do in the summer that doesn't involve the beach or water in some kind, and it shits me.
I beg to differ.
What, you mean sitting inside reading a book?
Nope, I call it lino rolling. You get in the kitchen, like, that's usually where you find lino. You find a spot, you just lie down on it, because a lino is really cold. Yeah. And when it absorbs your body heat, you roll over.
Oh, no, I mean, like...
You do that for, like, an
hour. I mean doing it with friends, like, going out with friends. Nah. There's nothing to... Like, unless you go clubbing, but the club's always too hot.
Now you know.
Like, this time last year, I went to the Spleen, and, oh, my God, it must have been, like, at least 10 degrees hotter inside than it was outside.
You see, one activity I reserve purely for over 40 degree days is go to the cinemas and pick whatever movie has snow in it or ice or something. But
they always have the air conditioning on in theaters and it's too cold. It's
fantastic. That's why I'm saving 2012, that new...
Oh, don't go see. That's going to be horrible.
But I'm saving that for a hot day because I'm going to go, cold.
We watched Independence Day the other day. Did you watch it?
No, but I watched War of the Worlds.
Oh, we watched Independence Day.
It was the end of the world marathon.
It was, it actually was, but my brother got a brand new TV, which is absolutely gorgeous, I'll show you in a sec. So we're watching Independence Day, and the whole time we're arguing about whether the Jewish guy was fucking Mel Brooks or the guy from Numbers. But, like...
Numbers?
It was the guy from Numbers, yeah. I thought it was Mel Brooks for some reason. Because he's awesome?
No, it's not a bad thing. Why do I know that really inane fact? I know too much, awesome. I shouldn't know. My brain is a fly paper for... crappy information.
It's not a bad thing. But yeah, we really, really, like, it was actually a good movie. I actually really enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it.
Like, it's quite weird. I haven't seen it since I was, like, a kid, since it first came out in 1996, for people who want to know.
It was 7 months
But before. I haven't seen it in so long, and it was so good. Which sounds really weird. I was six.
It was back in the days when films were good. It didn't matter, you know, about being artsy or just, you know, make a big explosion and everyone will love it.
Yeah, and, like, people weren't always hassling people to have messages in the movies.
Mm.
Just watch the fucking movie and enjoy it. All right, so that is our list.
You threw your pen again.
I did throw my pen. I was trying to stop
In
that.
Defiance of the ending. Or was it
of
more...
lists.
Or was it congratulations of the end? It was like a final hurrah.
I think it was a final hurrah, but that means that if it was a final hurrah, then we're going to have a final hurrah every week.
Ah.
Well, every second week.
Maybe. Oh, I'm actually really impressed that I came up with a top five for stupid laws, considering I only found out about it about... 10 minutes beforehand.
Well, I had a really good list. Favorite names was a bit dodgy.
I had a really good list too, because my favorite name is Gunther. One day,
Gunther's a pretty good name.
If your name is Gunther, I'll be your friend. Seriously.
I don't think anybody in this world is called Gunther.
I'm gonna get a goose. I'm gonna get a pet goose, and I'm gonna name him Gunther.
That's a good name goosey. For a goose.
Just you see people.
Goosey Gunther.
Goosey Andy.
I like Andy for any type of animal.
Andy.
Yeah.
What about Alan for a turtle? I'm still doing that.
Alan is a good name for a turtle. I was thinking about, like, getting a fake turtle.
A fake
and
turtle.
And naming it Alan.
I have a wooden turtle that I bought in New Caledonia.
Did you name it Alan?
I think I named him... No, I named him George, I think.
George is a dodgy name. Like, everyone names everything George.
Yeah, I'm going to name him Alan now. Alan's a good name. He's rechristened Alan. I can't believe your sister's going out. Stay inside,
I can't believe she's come inside and gone out, like, 8 times.
Yeah.
Fucking irritating. Oh, well. Anyway, that's just me.
I felt really weird this time doing that because it's been so long.
It has been.
It's not forever. Like it's not like riding a bike. It's, you know, you get out of the habit.
Yeah, you got to kind of get back used to talking.
Yeah, and thing. Seriously, since I last saw you, I've talked maybe about twice. Yeah. I had a really weird argument with my mum about spiritualism and existentialism, and that was the most I've ever talked. And yeah.
You see, it's just, it's so much work talking about shit like that. I'm just, like, so over it.
And it's...
Unless I'm at university, I'm not talking about anything meaningful.
And it just kept going around circles, because she does meditation, and she's gotten into Buddhism and that sort of stuff. Mm. But I study psychology, so I'm more leaning towards the, you know, to do with the cognitive and the what is actually there, and she's into the what could be out there.
Well, you see, that's stupid. That's
so
just...
we just end up batting each
well,
other
you
with
see,
our
I'm
own
not
situation.
Even a psychology person, but if you think about what is there, what could be there, it's just like, fucking live your life. Just do something that's, like, not crazy. Anyway, we should probably mention some of our other podcasting friends.
Yes, probably.
So we've got my Aunt Rhiann's and Big Jim's podcast, Audio Buzz. You can check it out at audiobuzz.com. My good friends, Daniel and Victoria, who I love. Uncast.com, keithandthegirl.com, of course. And philandphil.co.uk.
Yeah. They should be bringing one out soon.
Oh, fucking hope so.
If there's one thing that, you know, if there are two people more lazy than us, it's those two.
I don't think we're that lazy. Like,
it's been two months.
But I only finished uni like 3 weeks ago.
I finished 2 months ago. I shouldn't talk.
No, yeah, but you couldn't do a podcast without me.
I know, and you couldn't do one without me.
No, because that would be weird.
I do, it reminds me. I bumped in some old, I'd say school friends, but I didn't know them in school. It's just those people, you know, those people who see you on the street that you went to high school with and kind of knew who they were, and they go, oh my god, we should so catch up. I'm like, what, we didn't in high school? You didn't like me in high school.
I saw Jane the other day, and she's like, oh my god, we should so do something. I'm like, not going to happen. It's a bit weird.
No, it was a friend's birthday, so a lot of people from high school turned up. And these two girls went, oh my god, did you know Jess has a podcast? And I just went, yeah, I've heard she's got a podcast. I'm like,
people from high school?
People from high school, they're like, yeah, she's got this podcast. It's really weird. I'm like, I'm bursting at the seams right now.
Well, hang on, if they think our podcast is really weird.
They think it's weird, but they don't know. Well, I think it's yours. They don't know I'm doing it. They talk to me about it.
But how could they not know you were doing it?
I don't know, but they... Because she didn't really know me in high school. She probably doesn't recognize
me.
Who
was it?
I won't say her name out loud. But it's one of those people at high school where they really didn't like you. And just because you know them outside...
Oh, she's a fucktard, that
one. They think that they have some sort of connection with you and that you have to uphold it. And like... I didn't know you in high school.
I refuse to talk to anyone from high school anyway. Like, if I see somebody in the street, I'm just like, yeah, I don't actually know you.
He talked to me.
You talked
to me.
Yeah, but you're Elise. I also talked to Peter.
I talked to the teachers because the teachers were awesome and I was a bit more of
the teachers were really good.
Kind of sad.
But the only people I talk to now are you and Peter, and that's it.
See, I talk to you and Libby occasionally. I haven't talked to Libby in so long.
No, I haven't talked to Libby in so long. But I don't think our podcast is weird.
No.
Man, obviously she kind of listened to it, so how can you say it's weird? Well, because if she hadn't listened to it,
I don't know.
And she couldn't have seen our Facebook page. No, because you're on our Facebook page.
But yeah, it was just one of those things where I was like, I'm on it too. Give me credit.
It's not just Jessie's.
But yeah, I had a whole, like, a 10-minute conversation just going, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. It might be really good. You should check it out.
You should. The more listeners, the better. So if you are listening to this, Cassandra... your whole writing down thing. I didn't say her last name.
Yeah, you didn't say her last name, but it's pretty obvious because she's the only, you know, high school person of that name that I've talked to in the last couple of months.
I can't remember the last one. Oh, no, Jessica, I think Danaher?
It's a whole group.
Works up the road.
It's a whole group of them, and, you know, everyone knows them as the popular group. They were really popular.
They're so boring.
But they're the kind of, they're the same sort of people that want to cling on to those high school connections, and more often than not, who I like to call the nobodies, i.e. me, I don't want to know any of them.
No, well, you see, I've moved on.
Yeah.
I've closed that chapter.
Plus, I didn't really know anyone in high school. Well, they didn't really know me.
They weren't really, I didn't feel the need to know them.
We weren't the cliché, they're the popular ones who don't want to know the nobodies. We were all kind of, like, blurred.
Well, I kind of...
cliques.
Oh, yeah, our group was quite good like that.
Yeah,
but
we were
from group to group.
The edges were all blurred. Yeah. We all kind of knew each other, but we did have distinguished there, then.
We did have only about 80 people when we finished
that. Yeah, that's true.
So
we're all just like, we have to know each other.
Yeah,
otherwise... You have to be my friend because there's no one else.
Yeah, basically. All right, so that's it. It's enough of our ranting and raving.
Although we won't wait too long before you do the next one.
No, we'll try and get back into a regular routine.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. Preferably not on Wednesdays if you've got piano.
Yeah, well, it's not for another couple of hours, but... And it won't be for too long anyway because
able to drink if we've got piano. Well, we can... But
I'm not going to my lessons drunk.
You might get questions.
Yeah, why are you not playing so well?
It's the Vera, I swear.
I need to actually go to her and ask if they've got positions there.
For working?
Working. Because
you've got your 7th grade, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so I can teach.
7th grade is pretty damn good.
Yeah, you should see the pieces I'm playing now. Oh my god, she got me to play. She goes, oh, this one sounds really good. When, you know, we'll play this. And I just went, I can't play that. That's too hard. Yeah. That's impossible.
Oh.
I have to do these really stupid exercises too, which I haven't done this week.
Oh, well, fuck it.
It's one of those things. It's
you don't prepare for university well.
Anybody who does music has this period of time where they go, I didn't do any studies this week.
Mm.
I'll just pretend I did. They won't know. They know. They always know.
Yeah.
And so you get in the class, they just go, you so didn't do any work this week, did you? And I didn't.
Oh, well.
Ah.
All right, so you can check out our blogspot at www.thepreferentialtreatment.blogspot.com. Email us at preferentialtreatment@gmail.com. We do like emails because I'm sick and tired of having to run around finding somebody to give us a topic.
Yeah. Not only that, so, emails are just fun.
Emails are fun. If you
nothing
email us,
we'll... Nothing more.
No, we'll read it out on the show if you email us.
Yeah, we will.
And we won't do it in a mean way.
We'll read out your name and we'll give you a compliment.
We will.
Like. Or an insult if you prefer them. Some people do like pain more than pleasure.
Some people do. And pain isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah.
And neither are motorbikes.
No.
No. Anyway.
What's that got to do with pain?
I don't know.
I was thinking more bondage, but, you know, whatever.
Ow.
Whatever you fancy.
Well, you could use motorbikes.
Yeah.
For bondage.
Can you?
I don't know. I've never
tried. It's like a torture technique more than a... I'm assuming you're binding someone to a motorbike and driving.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't
see
how
that could
be pleasurable. I
think it's
more
torture than S&M.
I think it is. Anyway.
But how do we get on with that?
I don't know. We'll record again in a couple of weeks. So, email us and do stuff. And I've been Jess.
I'm still Elise and I will continue to be so.
Well, I won't. I don't know why.
Next week
I'm changing my name. I'm going to be Colin.
Colin. It's a good name.
Colin is a good name, actually. Anyway, that's it from us. Bye.
See ya.